My guest this afternoon is Councillor Michael George from Hawley. Michael, good afternoon and welcome to Suzy 103.4.
Good afternoon.
It's very good to see you here. Now, we're principally going to talk about the big event on Saturday, but before we do, I understand that congratulations are in order.
So it would seem, yes, thank you.
Tell us about your recent election to high places.
Well, I wouldn't say high places. I was recently re-elected as Vice Chairman of Hawley Town Council and Deputy Mayor.
That's higher places than most of the rest of us, Mike, I can assure you. Obviously, Suzy Radio has some involvement in the carnival on Saturday, but let's start off looking backwards a little bit. Tell us a bit about the history of Hawley Carnival.
Hawley Carnival, my personal knowledge of Hawley Carnival started in 1969 when I moved to Hawley, and I worked for a company which actually provided the beer tent at the carnival in those days, and it was, from memory, one of the biggest events in the region, certainly bigger than Crawley in those days. But I think it goes back, certainly there's evidence of photographs into the 50s and early 60s. It may have gone back before the war, I don't go back that far. We then had the Jubilee in 2002, which was a standalone event, really. In fact, going back to the carnival, it outgrew the A23 recreation ground and then moved to the Oakwood School in Balcombe Road. Unfortunately, it seemed to lose its way then. It didn't succeed. I think the atmosphere, etc., of the ground was not the same. And also, I think the band of organisers was dwindling in numbers. And so it just faded out. So we came back again in 2002, when it was obviously the Jubilee at that time, and when there was a lot of support from the Borough Council to organise community events across the borough. And then that was a one-off. And then, of course, the next Jubilee came up in 2012. So we got together a group of local organisations to set it up and organise it. And we then got just good feedback from the residents saying, I remember the old carnival, this was great, you've got to do it again. So we did deliberate whether it was annual or biannual. We decided it was easier to do it annually because you're in the flow. And so here we are, 2013, 2014, now 2015, and we're still doing it.
That's excellent. I suppose there is something, even though the recreation ground is in a way on the fringe of the town centre, it is on the main Brighton Road there, isn't it? So it's fairly central.
Yes, we don't have any large areas in the centre of town, so that's as near as we can get to it.
Absolutely. Yes, it wouldn't be. There's no arena there in the precinct, is there? So you're obviously in the right place. Now, you mentioned organisers. Tell us something about the people who are involved in the organisation, and something about the structure of the event.
Okay, well, the organisation is really run by a committee, which I'm elected as chair, which is a great privilege and a responsible position. But the hard work is done by a group of organisations, which is Hawley Lions, Round Table, Girl Guides, Hawley Town Council, Suzy Radio is part of that committee. And so that's the nucleus of the organisation. And then what we do, we then devolve responsibility for certain functions of the event down to teams. So the Hawley Lions, for instance, head up the parade team. Others take care of the grounds and the storeholders, etc. So it's devolved up. So we shared the load. And those groups have become very, very skilled at supporting that side of the carnival. So that's basically the structure of it, and which leads to the event on the day.
Excellent. Now, what about volunteers? Do you get willing volunteers from the town?
We're always open to more volunteers. On the committee, we're always open to more people who want to get involved as groups or as individuals who come and want to get involved and bring certain skills with them that we can use, such as social media, etc., or internet, Facebook pages, and so on and so forth. But any organisation is open. It's not a closed shop by any means. On the day, yes, we're always open for volunteers. We already have a large group of people who work on, in fact, tomorrow and on the day, such as parade marshals, people organising the ground and the storeholders, showing them to round the ground where to place themselves, etc. So, yeah, like any big event, you can only have enough volunteers.
Is there a contact number or address or whatever?
Well, they contact me. My home number, my landline, is 01293 411 655. My mobile's 07879 123107.
You realise you've just put your private numbers in the public domain.
They already are.
Yeah, I'm sure willing volunteers. And I suppose as well, if you are devolving certain sections of the event to various organisations, they'll be able to draw on their own hinterland
of
volunteers,
right, yes,
and so on. So we roll up to Hawley in rather less than 48 hours' time now. And what can we expect? Tell us about the carnival theme this year. year?
Carnival theme is around the world. Obviously, the first decision we make in any year for the following year is the theme for that year, so we can actually set the theme, publicise it, etc. And we come up with the idea around the world. Obviously, we're right on Gatwick's doorstep. International travel, and a lot of people in the town work at the airport, and so we thought round the world would be a good theme for this year. By doing that, we have involved Gatwick Airport in supporting the event.
That's so, very good to know. Is there a float competition as such?
There is, yes. That will take place in the car park in Victoria Road before the actual parade sets off. The Mayor of Reigate and Banston and the Mayor of Hawley will be judging those, and then they obviously membate the way to the recreation ground. And then in the ground we will have up to 70 stalls now, the most we've ever had, which we hopefully will be able to squeeze in, of the various shapes and sizes, all sorts of different community groups and catering stands, etc. Again, we try to keep that round the world theme, so we have Thai food, German food, etc., to try and keep the theme going. We also have a fancy dress competition once the parade arrives, because a lot of people who enter that will be on the floats. Again, there will be prizes for that as well, again judged by the two mayors. And then we go into the arena events will already start at 12 o'clock. Obviously, we have a break while the parade comes through, and then we carry on until 5 o'clock, which is a mixture of karate groups and bands, etc., both marching bands and others.
Okay, so people love a good parade and all the rest of it. What's the route for the parade? When does it start and when does it arrive at the rec?
The parade starts at 12:30 from the Victoria Road car park. It then turns out of the parade, out of the car park, into Massetts Road. There's a right turn, goes along to Russell's Crescent, goes right along Russell's Crescent up to Victoria Road by Waitrose traffic lights, and then continues right the whole length of Victoria Road up to the A23, does a right turn for a short while on the A23, then turns left into the recreation ground.
And a reasonably lengthy procession?
We have at the moment about 17 to 18 different items in the parade.
That's a nice size.
I think it's probably about the biggest one we've had so far.
I believe that Suzy Radio are going to have a modest presence in that.
They are thrilled to be there.
But modest underlines the nature of the business. Now, is there anything we might perhaps highlight amongst the arena displays?
The displays, we have Soco do Bloco do Sol samba band from Dorking. First time we've come across them, and they participated. Again, it's the international theme. Our other two bands in the parade are also doing arena events, so there'll be the Gatwick Caledonian Pipes and Drums, which are a very popular return, and also another new band for us is the Sussex and Surrey Drum and Bugle Corps, which we've not had before. And so the silver ribbons were in there as well. A few karate groups, martial arts group are taking part. Returned by popular demand is the Rock Choir, which we had last year. They're doing a performance on the stage. So it's a fairly, hopefully, varied programme that will interest them. Most of the interest to most people, we hope.
It sounds absolutely marvellous, and maybe the weather won't be burning sunshine, but that's probably not the worst thing in the world.
Rain is the worst thing we can have, actually.
You're not going to have any of that,
no,
I think.
No, but no. Also can be too hot, as we found 2 years ago.
Well, quite. And I think if it's a warm day with a few clouds knocking about, that may work well for everybody, so long as it's dry, as you say. Which leads us, Mike, fairly neatly, because 10 minutes fly by at this lark, leads us fairly neatly to the song that you've chosen to play us out of this little chat on Suzy 103.4. Tell us about the song, but more particularly, tell us who it's for.
I think it's a whole section of people who are involved. I would like to recognise the hard-working people and local groups who organise the carnival, and to the local businesses who support us through advertising in the programme and accept posters and programmes in their shops, etc. To our sponsors and lastly to the people of Hawley and the surrounding areas for coming along on the day and making the carnival the success it has become. And this is for them.
Councillor Mike George, speaking about the Hawley Carnival, it's been a real pleasure chatting to you on the tea break at Suzy Radio. We've got Adele for the good people now. Thanks very much.